This reflection on Matthew 23, verses 23 to 26, today's Gospel reading, is taken from My Catholic Life and PrayAsYouGo.org. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee! Cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may be clean. Verses 25 and 26. Jesus is launching a strong attack on the scribes and Pharisees here. It's a side of him that we don't often see in the Gospels. What is it that has made him so angry? It seems that the scribes and Pharisees are careful with small religious obligations, but neglectful of great ones like justice and mercy. What this passage reveals is that it's possible to be in one of two conditions. First, it's possible that one's interior is filled with plunder and self-indulgence, while at the same time the exterior gives the appearance of being clean and holy. This was the problem of the Pharisees. They were very concerned with how they looked on the outside, but gave little care to the interior. Jesus uses the image of a cup, spotlessly clean outside, but filthy inside. Can we see examples of that in the world around us? In the church? In the people we are meeting today? Can we recall times when we find ourselves falling into that same trap? Notice that even when he's angry, Jesus still suggests ways in which the people that he attacks might improve their lives. Though these very direct words may have the appearance of being harsh, they are truly words of mercy. They are words of mercy, because Jesus is going to great lengths to help the Pharisees understand that they need to repent and cleanse their hearts. Though the initial message, "Woe to you," may jump out at us, the real message we should hear is, "Cleanse first the inside." This is the second point. Jesus' words reveal that the ideal is to start with an interior cleansing. Once that happens, the effect will be that the exterior is also cleaned and radiant. Think about the person in this second condition, the one who is first cleaned interiorly. This person is an inspiration and a beautiful soul. And what is beautiful is that when one's heart is authentically cleansed and purified, this interior beauty cannot be contained inside. It must shine forth, and others will notice. Let us reflect today upon how easily the beauty of our interior life shines forth. Do others see this? Do our hearts shine forth? Are we radiant? If not, perhaps we too need to hear these words Jesus spoke to the Pharisees. We may also need to be chastised out of love and mercy so that we will be motivated to allow Jesus to enter in and act in a powerfully cleansing way. If we notice any of the faults that Jesus points to in ourselves or in others around us, we can ask confidently for His help to overcome them. Lord, please do come into our hearts and cleanse us thoroughly. Purify us and allow that purity and holiness to shine forth exteriorly in a radiant way. Jesus, we trust in You.